Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host today, Ralphie Martinez. We are on episode 178, and today is Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. I am alone today. I realize Tara and I may not have a chance to record something, so I wanted to write something down and then put it out there. And if we have a part two, we have a part two, but I don't know if that'll happen for this week. So, what are we doing here? We are again on episode 178, which is crazy because we're creeping closer and closer to 200. And what do we got going on at the gym right now? It is almost mid-April, right? We're at mid-April pretty much right now, and we are getting to the nitty-gritty with this this gift card we're going to be giving away, or gift cards. It's probably going to be plural, with some of you that have not missed a day yet. So a class, a run club, or whatever. So I want to encourage everybody to keep coming to class. Right now we have a problem, but it's a good problem to have, and that problem is trying to find out how to fit everybody in class and not leave anybody out. And that's again a problem, but a good problem to have, and we just ask of you guys to bear with us while we try to figure this out. We wish we didn't have to be restricted, but we really still are. As far as, you know, if someone does happen to come by, we have to be aware that if we are over any type of capacity or anything that the city might see over capacity, that we could be fined and whatnot. So that's still in the back of our mind as we're trying to figure all this out. So again, just bear with us. We're allowing 11 people in right now. It is a little harder in the evening when there's yoga, just because the 11th spot is kind of in front of their area. And I was trying to avoid that as much as possible, but again, my problem, not yours. So just bear with us. Keep packing the classes. People keep asking for Fridays, and I've been leaning towards not doing it, only because, again, we have our other revenue streams happening on those days. We have a couple one-on-ones that come up to our house, and that would just kind of throw a wrench in that. But we'll see how that all goes. But if things start trending towards every class being full, and I'm talking from 5:15, 6:15, 4:15, 5:15, and 6:30, if we have a consistent fullness, I would consider, opening up Fridays, to some things. So keep that in mind as well. We also released a logo, this week, and also like a mock t-shirt tank top. So be on the lookout for that. We'll get it sent down to J&D, get it on a actual t-shirt for them, and discuss the specifications with them, and all that good stuff. But it'll probably be a female tank top, a male tank top, and then like a unisex, but they usually come out male-sized t-shirt. So be on the lookout for that with the new snarling Day of the Dead logo that we have. Day of the Dead logo, that's just for this t-shirt design. The snarl part is what we've kind of put out as like, hey, this is our, it's a new logo, but it doesn't replace the one we had. And I think kind of that transition from this calm looking gorilla face to this snarl is very meaningful. Like, there's a lot of backstory to that, in how I feel right now and how as a business we've had to kind of adjust and do things. So there's a lot of meaning behind it, even if it's just, you know, for Tara and I's knowledge, but there's a lot behind that, and we hope you like it. And we'll start putting it on more. We may even put it on a hat. So be on the lookout for all that goodness. But yeah, here we go. Topic today is I had a few different things. I don't want to say happen, but like some topics were brought up that I either had with somebody, a conversation, or something I heard someone say. And I wrote down the topic of we care. And what we do at the gym and with Martinez Elite Fitness, we want, like, everybody that comes in, we want you to know that we want you to succeed. And I think I talk about it a lot, especially on the podcast. Not so much in person, but like everything we do inside the gym is for everything outside of the gym. And we want you to succeed because we want to surround ourselves. So Tara and I want to surround ourselves with amazing people. and I don't want to say like shitty people, but people who, and you probably know a whole bunch of them, people who gather and only talk about other people don't level up at all. And they, I don't know if you've ever been in a scenario where like if you look back on your life a year, a couple years, and realize, hey, X person isn't in my life anymore, and I'm doing better. Or X person isn't in my life anymore, and I'm not doing as well. And what we want at the gym and for, you know, gatherings and, you know, so on and so forth, all that stuff we do at the gym, is we want you to be successful so that then we're surrounded by successful people. Like if you guys don't care, if I don't care, like we don't grow. And you know, the MEF is just another business that was. And so I started thinking about like, well, how can we, like, as a person, how can we tell people like how to be great, or how to like try to level themselves up? So things that we try to do on a daily basis is we try to like dig deep daily. Right, that was just something that I thought up, and it goes hand in hand with exactly what I try to do on a daily basis, and what I would like those around me to do as well. Because again, if you're successful, that's only gonna either fuel me or help me in some way, just better myself. Excuse me. So dig deep daily. Don't lose sight of your end result. Like, what is it that you want? And not just with working out. Like everybody wants to lose weight usually, or you know, get stronger. Like those are great gym goals, but you gotta be more specific. And you can't lose sight of whatever it is that you want the result or the goal. Like what is that? And don't lose sight of it. And the most important thing, and this was after I had seen this thing from David Goggins, who, if you've been a listener of all 177 episodes before this, you've heard me talk about him a couple times. He's awesome. If you don't know who he is, Google him, David Goggins. And he had this video, and the title was it of it was I think it was like "Fuck Everybody's Thoughts," something along those lines. He's a very, you know, in your face person, cusses a lot. So if you're not into that, don't Google him. But he goes on to explain, like, you cannot care what anyone else thinks when it comes to you and the things that you are trying to accomplish for yourself, because you can't grow if you're concerned with others' thoughts holding you back or down. And again, more recently, I've had two things happen to me when someone said something to me. And I mean this in the most sincere, honest way, that I wanted to look like into their soul and tell them to fuck off with what they said. And I didn't do it. I didn't. They're people that I know, they're people that I enjoy being around. And every so often that can happen, right? Someone can say something that you just want to like slap the fuck out of them for. And that was these two remarks. I really, really, really wanted to have that reaction. But you can't physically assault people, right? That doesn't, one, doesn't solve anything, and two, it just gets you in trouble. So instead, I have now mapped out myself 6 to 12 months, and I'm going to show them the biggest fuck you they've ever seen. And I have a path to do these things. And if I dig deep daily, if I don't lose sight and just focus on these two things, on my, you know, accomplishing these goals, I will not only do these two things, I'll do whatever else that I really want to accomplish. Like, I will get those things done along the way. Like, it will not, if I can do these two things, and really kind of rub it in these individuals' faces about it, there will be nothing that I won't be able to do either along the way or in my lifetime. And I get excited about that kind of stuff, because it's not every day that someone does or says something to you that pisses you off so bad that it makes you want to be the best version of you and the best version of me. I hope I never ever reach that potential in my lifetime. But to chasing it, there really is nothing that I can do. And I don't, a lot of you all know me, and I'm not a cocky or arrogant person. So when I say that, I think you all know exactly what I mean and like what I mean by it, right? Anything I want to do, if I get these two things done in 6 to 12 months, you guys will see the best MEF, the best me, the best father, the best husband that I've ever been. And there will still be something more to go after. And I think the number one thing that holds us back or down from the things that we want is usually those that we love and are closest to. So that's kind of what, I get these two statements from these people. I get this fuck you mentality right away as soon as they say these things to me. And I won't say what they are, because I don't hold this like as a, I'm not begrudging anyone because of it. I'm actually probably going to thank them and buy them something once I accomplish these things. And so I got those things said to me. I watched this David Goggins thing, and he's saying, it does not matter what people think of your ideas or your goals. Pretty much fuck people and their thoughts. And it made me think, like, he could then goes into the, because the people that you usually hear this stuff from are those that we love and are closest to. And it's very, that's so true. Like, these are what I thought, like, what are friends of mine. And this isn't how this went down, but this is almost exactly how, when you want to accomplish something, you tell someone today, like, I want to accomplish X, and I'm gonna almost damn near guarantee they tell you a story about themselves. And that's what this video and this this little motivational thing from David Goggins was saying. They turn it on themselves because they're projecting their failures or their fears of not doing things that they want to do, right? They'll listen, they'll hear your thing, but as soon as like your mouth stops moving, boom, they are telling you how much they suck in a way. Because they're telling you the story about them. And as people, we've turned our real lives like into a Facebook comment. Have you ever noticed like you put something on social media and then you read the comments, and let's say, I don't know anyone named James. So James has a comment relating your photo and your experience to something he went through. And I'm sorry, James, but shut the fuck up, man. Like, no one cares. Like, this is like, we're just gonna use this as an example. This is my son at X thing. Oh, my son did this. Or I remember when I did, I was trying to do this, but then this happened. Again, James, shut the fuck up. Because this post and this picture isn't about you. Same thing with a conversation, right? People just think like, oh, is this fucking Facebook? No, it's not. And if I tell you a story, and we've talked about this before, and a lot of you had a feedback about it. Like, when you have a conversation with someone, like in real life, like, this is real life. And we don't allow people to interrupt our story so they can tell us we can't because they didn't. Jesus fuck Christ, that was nice. So listen to that again. Don't tell me I can't because you didn't. I really fucking like that. And that's like what Facebook like transfers over. Like, you can tell someone who's on Facebook all the fucking time because they hear you, but they don't listen. And then they interject right away with their whatever it is. And I stopped listening to family when I'd say, like, I'm going to own a gym. I get the eye rolls, the nervous tones with their responses. And then it started turning into, like, I couldn't do X. And I was like, you know what? I need to stop. I stopped altogether talking about it because I decided it was time to stop talking and start doing. And whoever, whatever family member, whatever friend, like that I would tell this to, they only kept talking. They never stopped talking and started doing. And that's what I started realizing was like the common theme. I had this goal and everybody told me, or you can physically see it on them, that, are you sure? Or I'm not confident in you enough to do this because I never did it. Or I didn't chase my ex and whatever, and they didn't accomplish what they wanted. So that people will project the things that they didn't do onto you because it's easier, right? It's not easy to try to uplift somebody when you're not fucking where you want to be. And that has something to do with the thing that was said. Someone was projecting onto me with what they were saying because they aren't where they want to be. And that's not my fault. And I, you know, I realized that right away because of how pissed off I was after they had said what they said. So I decided to stop talking and I started doing. And at MEF, we're doers. We're doers, and we do, we fail, and we fucking learn, and then we succeed, and then we repeat. And this isn't just something like, this is the process, right? There's a process to the thing that gets you to the goal, the achievement, whatever it is. And that's what's needed in order to accomplish those goals and those dreams. And 90% of people don't comprehend it. I'll say they know it. You talk to anybody, they're like, oh yeah, you know, I want to lose 15 pounds, but I know what it takes, but I don't want to give up this. I don't want to give up drinking. I don't want to give up my milkshakes on Mondays, Thursdays, Sundays, Tuesdays. I don't want to give up my ice cream every night. I don't want to give up my weekends out. That's fine. But when I tell, like, if I were to tell somebody I want to lose 15 pounds and they start talking about everything that's holding them back, I would have to try to find a way to politely tell them to shut the fuck up. Like, I have family members that fucking say that kind of stuff all the time. And the best, that always comes back to Cam Haynes, another guy I listen to and really, really enjoy listening to, is people will tell you, if I could work out every, you know, 3 hours a day, then I would do it. But guess what? They fucking wouldn't. Oh, it must be nice. Now, you guys have heard that a few times. It must be nice. You know what's nice is, what must be nice is sitting around for 3 hours watching TV. What must be nice is having shit done for you when you don't have to do a fucking thing. What must be nice is just relaxing and being complacent in where you are to not accomplish what it is that you want to do. Because accomplishment happens through this process. And we want everybody that comes to the gym to be masters at that process. Because this process thing, like, you can take it and define it any way you want. But the way I see it is, I make a plan. I stick to the plan and make adjustments as needed. I get little victories here and there. I get setbacks along the way as well. But eventually, I arrive at that goal. And that's that process. And that's with anything. That's with losing weight. That's with gaining strength. That's with getting a better job. That's with getting better grades in school. Because if you are a D and F student, chances are you don't study. Chances are you don't take the time to ask questions to the teacher. Chances are that you don't turn in homework. And chances are it's your fault that you're at that DNF student level. Well, what would you need to do to get to the CB level? Start turning in your homework. I bet you that gets you a C right there. Because I'll tell you this right now. I failed every fucking test that I ever took in high school. And that's not an exaggeration. I failed every single test because I told myself, and no one told me that I was wrong, that I needed to take the time to study harder, ask more questions, get into study groups, take, you know, time before and after class to talk to the teacher. No one told me that. I labeled myself as a bad test taker for the 12 schooling years of my life. And nobody told me I was fucking wrong. I failed every test, but you know what I did do? I turned in all my homework and I went to school every single day. Even though I knew I was gonna fail every single fucking test. I knew it. It was ingrained in me. It did not matter what the subject was. There was a test. I was gonna fail it. But to make up for that, I worked extra hard on my homework and I made sure I was in my seat every single day. Even on senior year, senior cut day, no one's in class. Guess who was? Me. Because if I didn't go to class, then I wouldn't have kept my 3.6 GPA. And that's with failing every fucking test. So the moment you label yourself something, the moment that you don't start some process to be something different, if it different is what you're trying to be, if better is what you're trying to be, if you don't have a process, it's not going to work. Because shit does not just magically fucking happen. I know so many people that fucking sit and they wait for something to happen. And before you know it, 20 years is gone. 10 years, 5 years. The last year of our lives, we've been locked down. Guess what you could have done this last year? This last 12 months, you could have honed a craft. You could have gotten better at reading, at writing, at studying, at cooking, at baking, at anything. But 90% of people, I believe it's 90% of people, gained 3 pounds a month. And Netflix and Amazon and all these other stores and online shopping avenues skyrocketed in business because you were on your phone or on your fucking laptop buying shit. Think about that. How many things did you order in the past year out of boredom? How many things did you eat in the past year out of boredom? Start a process. If you want to get better, and this is a big if, right? Someone, I hear every fucking day, being a gym owner, you know how many times I hear someone say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. And then you know what? I see their Instagram photos and they're fucking drinking at the fucking bars that you can, you know, you can go and sit outside. And then Sunday morning, it's fucking brunch with the friends and drinking all throughout the morning. And then I see a Monday where they're dragging ass because of how fucked up they were all weekend. Tuesday, we don't see them because of the soreness that they have from Monday. Wednesday, they late cancel because that soreness isn't gone yet. We see them Thursday, and then guess what? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they're back to the same old shit. But the 15 pounds they want to lose is not the priority. And I hear this, I shit you not, every single day. Every single day. Someone has this achievement they want to get, but the process and their actions don't show it. And I want you to think about that. If you are a person that has told me something and then you have not accomplished it yet, I want you to think about why. And that's with anything. That's not just with gym stuff. Anything. Think about the goals that you had or you've ever told me or somebody else or something. Maybe if you never even told anybody. Think about those goals and think about why you haven't accomplished them or how close are you and what little things can you tweak in order to get there in the next few months, the few next few weeks, next few hours. What if after this podcast, you stopped your life for just 5 minutes, you made that phone call to the superior that you needed to talk to and you say, hey, I want to be on this team for this assignment. And then what if, get this shit. What if they said, okay. What if That's the other big one. What if it doesn't work? What the fuck if it does? I am fucking fired up right now. And I already worked out, so I can't go and burn this energy. But I'm excited. And again, I can't wait to thank the two individuals for this right here. And I am very, very happy that our classes are getting full and we're going to see more people. We have more people joining right now than we did right before the pandemic. So we're seeing new faces. I'm excited for all of that. But I always, always, always am more excited for the things that you guys tell me you have accomplished or are trying to accomplish. And if you have some type of goal, please tell me, because I will do my very best to check in with you along the way. Because that's part of the process, is having people that check in on you to make sure your shit is together and that you're on the right path, or that you're changing directions because one avenue got closed off. I appreciate you all very, very much, everybody. I'm glad I didn't talk about this because I would have got emotional. But back in 2014, April 15th, 2014, I quit my desk job. I'm getting emotional anyways. I quit my desk job and I started a thing that people thought I was fucking nuts for. I started in a 486 square foot garage. I started training people Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., noon, 5:15, and 7. And that eventually grew into what we have right now. And I'm going to tell you right now, if a kid that never passed a fucking test in high school can do that without any fucking, any financial help, any input from people that I thought would want to have input and would want to be a part of my process, if I can do that, I'm going to tell you right now, you can get that fucking better job, you can get those better grades, you can get that, you can get that boyfriend or that girlfriend, you can lose that 10 to 15 pounds, you can gain that 10 to 15 pounds, and you can get stronger, you can do whatever it is that you want, and I am living, breathing proof of that. 7 years ago, I jumped without a harness, without a safety net. And as stupid as it sounds, I'm fucking flying, guys. So thank you very much. I appreciate you all. Have a great day. We'll see you in the gym.